Hello, this is Will from Washington Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Catherine Sieg.
Well, she's my wife. We kind of think the same. What do you got going on?
We are conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have, like, 5 minutes of your time to help us out?
I have 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
62.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, Black American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or mixed?
I'm white.
Thank you.
I'm American is what I am.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican, kind of.
Strong Republican? Strong or not a strong Republican?
No, I'm a strong Republican. I think a lot of them are rhinos, but that's all right. Yeah, I vote Republican.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't like her. No, we need somebody else. I disapprove.
So you disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, two of those.
Border security and, oh, gee, you just said the other one, economics, the economy.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Next question. Now, I'd like for you to rate your feelings for some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0
right.
to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Donald J. Trump.
100.
Thank you. Bob Ferguson.
I'm not sure who he is. If he's a Democrat, he votes with Biden, I don't like him.
Okay. Joe Biden.
0. Can I go
Thank
less?
minus 0. Okay. Dave Reichert.
I don't know him.
Thank you. Joe Kent.
I like that guy. Yeah. I think he'd do good for us. 100. Let's give him 100.
Okay. Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress? Excuse me?
Yes. Yes, sir. Republicans in Congress.
Okay. How do I like the Republicans in Congress?
Yeah, one number you want to give them, 0 to 100.
20.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you, sir. Next, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Republican Donald J. Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, will you be voting for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November of 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? Small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. If you don't think it's important at all, that's 0. 5, if you think it's somewhat important. And 10, if you think it is extremely important quality and attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties, 0 to 10.
An independent who will do what?
Who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
I don't think there's extremists in both parties. I'll give them a 3.
Thank you. A small business owner, 0 to 10.
Oppose a small business owner?
Yeah,
I don't understand the question.
A member of Congress that is a small business owner?
Yeah, I'll give them a 10.
Okay, thank you.
There are a bunch of lawyers and nobody wants them.
Okay, thank you. Someone who will fight to protect, someone that will fight to protect our democracy, 0 to 10.
Yeah, it's, we don't have a fight. 5.
5, okay. A working mom who understands the needs of families, 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. A fighter for the middle class.
Nobody does that. 7.
7, okay, thank you. Someone who shares your values.
10.
Thank you so much. Next. Now I'm going to read to you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez for Congress. 5 means that it's somewhat
convincing.
Well,
you know how wait. You know how I feel, and you said it was going to be 5 minutes.
Yeah, we almost done. We only have 30% left. Yeah, okay. So,
let's do it.
Just like a couple of statements, okay? Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop. She's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House of Small Businesses Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank
she doesn't.
You.
She votes with Joe Biden.
Thank you. Marie Glossenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. 0 to 10.
Zero.
Thank you. Marie Glossenkamp Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above the above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from pharmaceutical industry. 0 to 10.
Zero. Yes, she does take money.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you be voting for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. Only 10% more, and we're done. Now I'm going to read to you some doubts and concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all to support Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. 0 to 10.
Zero.
Thank you. Thank you. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. 0 to 10.
Zero. That's a big fat lie. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. After hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
More likely.
Thank you so much. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words, a small statement?
Yeah, because I think Marie is tied in with the Democrats, and they all vote for Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is bringing America down.
Okay.
You got to get rid of him.
Okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
Yes.
High school education.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
That's the whole thing. No, I'm married to my wife, who I love.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Well, I don't attend a lot of church services. I'm actually, when you called, I was listening to a church service. So I don't know how you want to rate that. A couple times a month, let's say.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and help. You have a good one.
All right.
Good night.